you know, Thanksgiving followed by Christmas and New Year's are the peak times for cooking fires. So, you know, just be aware. First of all, if you gotta be cooking, I guess stay in the kitchen where you're cooking. Don't get distracted by guests and whatnot, and keep an eye on what you're cooking on the stove. Stay in the home, of course, especially if you're cooking turkey inside the house in the stove. Cooking it in the stove, stay in the house. Don't walk away from it. Of course, keep your kids back at least 3 feet from the stove. You got pots and pans on top of the stove. Turn those handles to the inside where they won't be sticking out. You know, where kids can grab them and pull them off on them. If you're frying a turkey in the deep fryer, of course, you never need to use one of those indoors or under a covered patio. It needs to be out in the open air. Be sure your turkey's thawed out. If it's frozen or partially frozen and you put it in the hot cooking oil, it's going to boil over. And, of course, you've got an open flame burner usually underneath it. It's going to be a fire. Of course, turkey fryers, they're top heavy. They can easily spill over or tip over. So be sure you got it in a very stable setting. Another thing that happens a lot of times, people put too much grease or too much oil in their cooking pot. And when they put the turkey in, of course, it'll displace, and cause it to boil over. So a suggestion there is before you start heating your oil up, put some water in there, fill it up, set your turkey in there and sort of test it so you'll know what level you need to have your water at. Your oil at. And then, of course, you can dump the water out and dry everything out good. And that way you won't have a spillover. Overheating is another problem that you see with those deep fryers. If you see the oil start smoking, of course, you need to turn the heat off on it. Another thing, if you have a fire on the stovetop, you need to have whatever you're frying in a pan, have a properly fitting lid that you can just slide over it. Or a cookie sheet will even work if you can slide over the pan. If you've got a fire extinguisher handy, put it out with that. If you feel comfortable sliding a cookie sheet over the skillet or a lid over the, just slide it across it and let it drop down on it. If you don't feel comfortable doing that, the best thing to do is just get out and call 911. And for heaven's sake, don't put water on a grease fire.